It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
On the Pig, 1039 MyPigRadio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Yes, they're stronger. Yes, they're smarter. And yes, they are sensible. And they will take care of your local financial institution of choice. And our guest today is Brian Brooks from the Texas Tech Jefferson Professional Education and Academic Advising. That is a mouthful, but that's okay. It's good to have you in here this morning, Brian.
Thank you for having me, Anna and John.
Yes, you are so welcome. And all right, Jefferson Professional Education and Academic Advising. You told us that originally you were from Dallas, came over this way to East Texas.
Right.
About 6 years ago, did you say?
About 6 years ago.
And you started... You and your wife opened up a bed and breakfast, which we'll go ahead and say is what? The Carriage House?
The Carriage House Bed and Breakfast.
All right. So if you're down in Jefferson, which everybody loves to go to Jefferson.
Right.
And you're looking for a bed and breakfast to stay in, or just to go by there and have a great breakfast or a great lunch or dinner, check them out, the Carriage House.
Yes.
If you're just going to go to eat, you said call and let them know.
Yeah.
You need to call and let us know that we do the four-course dinner on Friday and Saturday, so we do need to get the menu choices out to you.
All right, so write that down, Carriage House down in
Sounds like
Jefferson.
A great destination.
Now, of course, that's not why he came to talk today, but no. I thought we'd throw that in there since
that's
he
bonus.
Said that he owns that, and his wife, that's her baby, as he put it.
That is her baby. She is the chef, and she runs it. So.
All right, and sounds like she's a good chef.
Yeah.
She Yum. Only,
I'm allowed to make fire and coffee, and that's it.
So. Know your place.
Yes.
And know your place.
Pick but your anyway. Lane.
But, all right, tell us about Texas Tech Jefferson Professional Education and Academic Advising. That's a lot of words, but what goes on
so
now?
So many services.
Yes, we have a lot of services, but this is a professional education office and academic advising office. On the professional education side, we're offering... some great ways for people to change careers, make a new career. Number one that we're doing is Texas Tech Coding Academy.
Okay.
Teaching cybersecurity and full web stack development.
Now, that ought to be huge.
It is. It's a great way to get out. And these are in-person classes that are actually going to be held at our facility down there, which is just a great facility. If you've ever been to Jefferson, it's right across the street from the general store.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yep.
And the Jeffersonian Institute, which is that big pink building.
Right.
Right.
We have several classrooms upstairs, big ballrooms downstairs. So we can do a lot of different things, but you will earn a cybersecurity certificate 1 and 2 when you complete the course. And according to salary.com, those... Even with just a certification straight out of the school, you can earn $50,000 to $60,000 a year.
And you were saying in a few years it could be six figures.
Get up into the six figures once you get into some experience behind you and continue learning. But there's over 470,000 jobs in just the immediate future in cybersecurity that need to be filled.
And it's going to keep taking off. It's right. not going away.
No. Not going away. So,
so that's a great field to get into.
Right.
Other things going on down there?
Of course, the Coding Academy, professional education. We do a lot of different things for different segments of the industry. For instance, we have a ethics and leadership and inclusion class geared sort of toward attorneys, but anybody can come. But it actually, we're approved by the state, Texas State Bar, Oklahoma State Bar. They can come down and take these courses and get their ethics hours. Which they have to have for their licenses. That's a two-day workshop. And we have some other things like that coming up, management courses. We actually work with a lot of industry. If somebody out there has employees they need certain management training for or anything, actually, even in the medical field, we can do workshops for them or courses for them. Some of the other things that we're doing are the TTU K-12, which is... we work with high schools where they can get all their online education.
Right.
That's good.
And then back to the professional education thing, we're working with our School of Agriculture, Texas Tech College of Agriculture. We have the WSET certifications we'll be teaching in Jefferson, which are the Wine Spirit Educational Trust out of London, England certification.
That's the one Anna wants.
Yeah, I think that'd be really interesting to learn the history and everything behind it.
It's really good for people in the business.
Like people that own
Well, just waiters, waitresses, yep. servers, people who work in vineyards, because it gives them a knowledge of wine. And,
right.
of course, hopefully they'll sell more wine. But
Of course they will. Absolutely. Now you have the passion all for it.
But those are like a workshop as well.
Right.
And it's usually a one-day course.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah, there's lots of things that we're doing there. Of course, on the academic advising side, we have some great programs as well. We have the Texas Tech 2+2, which can allow a student to earn their undergrad degree by partnering with one of our local community colleges for the first 2 years, taking the second 2 years either at our Rockwall location, Lubbock location, or even online.
Okay.
So they can get a whole degree without leaving Jefferson.
All right.
Or
that
the
works.
Area.
Lots of ways. Stick around because we're going to talk more with Brian about this going on down at Jefferson, but more of the best and the most country is coming up in a few minutes right here on The Pig. We're continuing on a Tuesday morning. The best and most country is right here on The Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com. This would be news time, but we've already had news a couple of times this morning. So DeLauders, our new sponsor today.
Yes.
Family-owned grocery store since 1977 in Maude, Texas. They would be the sponsor, but they're going to sponsor our guest this morning, who is Brian Brooks, the program director for the Texas Tech. Yeah, they are associated with that university that you know of in Lubbock. The Texas Tech Jefferson Professional Education and Academic Advising, which is down in beautiful, wonderful Jefferson. Texas.
Yes.
We've been talking about all the different programs and classes that you can take associated with it. Some of them are online or not.
The continuing education part, we have 108 courses online.
Okay. Some of them are online, and then some obviously are in person. Who wouldn't want to go to Jefferson?
Right. And then you were talking about a program for 50-plus on just improving and learning something
Means
new.
You got a shot there, Anna.
Yes, we do.
What's that about, Brian?
It's our OLLI program. It's the Jefferson chapter of the OLLI Foundation, which is at the Osher Learning Institute, called Learning Over 50. You do have to be 50 years old to join, but it's only $35 a year, but it gives you access to all these online courses.
Right.
Plus, it gets you in to our in-person classes that are starting up, and those will be covering things like winemaking and music.
Right.
One of the real popular courses is they have a music professor come out and talk, or not a music professor, but people who have hits that talk about what inspired them to write songs.
Yeah, it's neat to know that backstory.
I like that, yeah.
And then gardening will be coming up. There'll be some paranormal stuff.
Right.
Well, yeah, that goes along with Jefferson.
Completely.
We do have a lot of that. Also, Caddo Lake is a big thing out there as well.
Yes, it is, yeah.
And we have a great foundation out there that is going to help with some biodiversity programs.
Right.
To show you and some of the history of Caddo Lake. So, we have a lot of good things coming up.
Enriching, yes.
And they're usually one course, about an hour and a half, and some of them will be over the weekend.
Right.
So if you want to visit Jefferson and take a course, you could. Best thing to do is just go to OLLI Texas Tech Jefferson.
All right. And if they needed to call you directly, what number should they call?
They can call me at the office at area code 806-834-1909. That is the office line. Or they can just go to texastechjefferson.com.
Fantastic.
Very good. And particular of interest, again, is where you're talking about the cybersecurity,
right.
and the coding. That's if you want to take off in a career that's really taken off, that's
right.
That.
Job security.
Yeah.
Get your Texas Tech certificate in Cybersecurity Analyst 1 and 2.
Right.
And those classes are starting in April.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested, please give us a call.
Okay.
We do have some slots open. But it is a great course to get you started in a career that's not going to go away.
Mm-mm. Right.
And according to salary.com, you can start out at $50,000-$60,000 a year.
And so. You mentioned that you had access to different forms of grants and funding. So if they weren't able to pay out of pocket, there was possibly some grants or funding.
Oh, we have lots of ways to get it funded.
Right.
Just give us a call. We can go through Texas Workforce. We can go through some military transition grants.
GI Bill.
Uh-huh. We can also have Sallie Mae does a payment plan as well. There's really not a reason not to get this kind of education if you have
an
interest.
Yeah.
And some computer science people, this is a great way to start your career, get that certification, get a job, and then if you wanted to continue in Texas Tech to get your PhD in computer science, you have, you're already making a good living, and so you don't have to go in debt.
No, that's even better.
That's even
better. We love that.
Better. All right, hang around, Brian, because you and Anna and the people listening out there on the radio are going to play a game. Then we'll tell them again how that they can get a hold of you guys if they want more info on this fascinating things that's going on down in Jefferson, Texas. Lovely,
yes,
beautiful.
I didn't know about this.
Jefferson, Texas. 1039mypigradio.com, and one of our sales girls, Angela, said it was actually raining a little bit outside.
So be careful.
A big rain's supposed to come tonight.
Right.
But maybe a few scattered showers during the day, but lots of clouds. Mid-70s for your high today, and then showers, maybe a thunderstorm likely tonight, and then turning much cooler for tomorrow. Breezy north winds and highs only in the upper 50s to maybe 60. It's going to be kind of cool tomorrow. Kind of that's an Easter cool down we always talk about, since this Sunday will be Easter Sunday. But we've been talking with Brian Brooks, the program director for Texas Tech, Jefferson Professional Education and Academic Advising down in Jefferson. And they are associated with Texas Tech University out of Lubbock. And a lot of neat things they got going on down there. But we are going to have him and Anna and you people that are listening play a game.
Okay, what is it?
And the game today that happened to be on here is, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Oh, fantastic.
I just have to locate it again, Anna. There it is. I was going to say if we had to kill time, we could get Anna to ask a question, but I found it.
Okay, good.
All right. Yep. The following questions, Brian, come from a standard fifth grade curriculum in the United States of America. If you get 4 out of 5 correct, we move you on to the sixth grade.
Yay!
Wow.
If you don't get 4 out of 5, well, it may be summer school.
Okay.
Sometimes they're really, really easy, and sometimes, well, you got to think with some math. I think there is a little bit of math in here today.
Awesome.
So here we go. Which two states donated land to create Washington, D.C.? Now, luckily, Brian, it is not fill in the blank, but it's multiple choice.
Right.
Which two states donated land to create Washington, D.C.? Is that Virginia and New York, Connecticut and Maryland, or Maryland and Virginia?
That would be Maryland and Virginia.
Yeah, we're going to go with C.
Well, y'all are correct. Number two. Uh-oh, here we go. John and Cindy have to move a dresser from the first floor to the fourth floor.
How much fun is that?
Well, not much fun at all. They can get the dresser up a flight of stairs in 2 minutes.
Okay.
But then they have to take a 1 minute break. If there's one flight of stairs between each floor, how long does it take them to move the dresser? 6 minutes, 8 minutes, or 9 minutes?
We're going to guess B.
8 minutes.
I couldn't even keep up with the question. Y'all did great. It is 8 minutes.
Well, that he's smart, so.
Yeah, well, it's good we got one smart person in the room. What word best fills in the blank? Jasmine has read over 12 books since the beginning of the new year. She is quite the blank reader.
Okay.
Is that A, prevalent, B, thorough, or C, avid?
Avid.
That would be avid.
That would be avid. Which of the following objects is considered opaque?
Okay.
Is that A, a glass window, B, an ice cube, or C, a sunglass lens? What is opaque?
It's an ice cube. You can kind of see through, but not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you have really good ice, then you can see right through it.
Yeah, if you have good water, you can do that.
And finally.
All right.
What number comes next in the sequence?
Okay.
Okay, we got 2, 5, 8, 11. Okay, 2, 5, 8, 11. What comes next? A, 14, B, 17, or C, 22?
A.
I'm going to go with him.
Well, Brian's smart. And Anna's full of useless knowledge. So y'all did quite well. As a matter of fact, you aced it. So
very
I guess
good.
We'll just move you on up to high school.
Thank you.
All right, Brian, once again, if somebody is interested in any of the courses that you're talking about, how do they get a hold of you, or where do they go on the websites and things like that?
Well, they can call me direct at the office, which is 806-834-1909, or you can go to Texas Tech Jefferson. On your Google, it'll take you to the website, our Texas Tech Coding Academy.com. So there's lots of ways to get in touch with us. But the best thing to do is just come on down to Jefferson.
Absolutely.
I'm at my office from 9 to 5.
Okay.
And check out the facility, have a 5-cent coffee across the street at the general store.
There you go. Yeah.
And then while you're down there, make plans to make a reservation, go eat lunch or dinner at the carriage.
Yes. Do it on a Friday so you can go and have supper or dinner.
This sounds fascinating, especially if you've got the mind that works with the cybersecurity and the web coding and all that. That is a great opportunity to get your certificate from Texas Tech.
Yes.
And then go out and make a good living. Very good living. So thank you so much for coming in, Brian.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.